Welcome to week 5 of the Catalyst Church Travel Baseball Podcast. I'm Chris Denny, and I'm excited to be with you again today. We're going to share an interesting story of a famous baseball player and his journey of faith in our devotional time together today. For 19 years, on warm summer afternoons, and oftentimes, especially, on cold October nights, this song would break through the silence and the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium. And as the silence erupted into huge cheers from the throngs of Yankees fans, number 42 would step out from the bullpen and onto the field at Yankee Stadium. And as he jogged to the mound, and thousands of people cheered with excitement, and millions more at home knowing that Mariano Rivera was about to enter the game, something happened often to the players who would be facing him in the next few moments. A little bit of panic would set in. A question of, is this guy even going to be hittable tonight? Do we have any chance of coming back in this game? Because usually, when the Inner Sandman cranked up and Mariano Rivera came into the game, that meant it was lights out for opponents that he would face. It's hard to deny Mariano Rivera's incredible baseball credentials. He was a 13-time All-Star. He was a 5-time World Series champion. He dominated his position for 19 years, a position closer that is very difficult for almost anyone to truly dominate for more than a few years at a time. And yet, the greatest part of the Mariano Rivera story isn't the 5-time World Series championships. It isn't even the 13-time All-Stars or the fortune that he's acquired or the resources and the influence that he's able to have just as a recognizable Yankee figure down throughout the years. In fact, the most powerful part of his story begins in a fishing village in Panama where he lived in a 2-room house. And he went from there to becoming the greatest relief pitcher in baseball history. But at every step, he actually credits God for his success, and he acknowledges the Lord as the one who empowered this brilliant career. Mariano actually grew up along the shores of the Gulf of Panama in Puerto Caimito, where his father kept in a 90-foot fishing boat. He lived in a tin-roof, beat-up house with no electricity or running water when his parents moved in. He didn't try on a real baseball glove until he was 16 years old. And until that time, he and his friends fashioned together gloves from a milk carton, a bat from a stick, and a ball from a wrapping rock and fishing nets and tape as they played along the shore. He dropped out of high school in the 9th grade and began working on his father's fishing boat so he could earn $50 a week for mechanic school. And when he was 18, something transformational happened to Mariano. It changed the course of his life. His relationship with his cousin, Vidal Oval, had changed because of something that had taken place in Vidal's life. Vidal said, "I have come to know the Lord." And Vidal began to witness to Mariano by sharing Bible stories with him. And Mariano noticed that his cousin's passion about his faith and his newfound peace and happiness was changing his life. Now, Mariano had known Vidal his whole life, but suddenly he was a different person. And Vidal was the first one to really teach me the Bible, he said, and what it means to know Jesus and to know what he died for us and to forgive our sins on the cross. But even as Mariano listened to his cousin and examined the Bible for himself, he wasn't ready to surrender his life to Christ just yet. But 5 years later, as he sat in a small cement church near the center of Puerto Caimito, not far from the dock where his father had kept his boat, the pastor finished his Sunday sermon and he said, "Does anyone who hasn't done so yet want to accept the Lord as their personal Savior?" And as Mariano reflected on his life, he sensed a battle waging inside of him between the flesh and the spirit for ultimate control. After a brief moment, though, he surrendered to God, and he felt his heart open, and he felt this new tenderness to the Word of God. And then the Holy Spirit descended and touched him and began to work in his life. Mariano raised his hand and walked forward to receive prayer. and immediately he felt this burden lifted from his shoulders. It's the burden of feeling you have to do it by yourself, of feeling alone and overwhelmed by your own limitations, he said. He felt the Lord giving him a chance to be a different person, to free him from his sin, and to be joyous and free. Now looking back, his baseball career developed without any planning for the greatness that might lie ahead, and it might seem that Mariano's story is one of great fate and of a fluke of life just happening. But what Mariano would say is that it was God's plan all along for him first and foremost to come to Christ, but secondly, for him to come to baseball. When Mariano was 13, he began to travel around Panama as part of a provincial baseball team. And when he reached the age of 18, he was invited to play for Panama's top adult league. He played a variety of positions, and his favorite was actually playing in the outfield. But one day, the Vaquero's best pitcher got into a bind, and the other team seemingly scored at will. And the manager came to the mound and motioned to Mariano, who was standing in right field. And Mariano actually said, "Why is he looking at me? He can't mean me. I'm not even a pitcher." Hard to believe that one of the greatest, most dominant closing pitchers of all time, that there was a moment that he never thought he could ever pitch in any way. So Mariano was unexpectedly thrust into a position he hadn't even attempted since he was 14. And he admits it felt very bizarre to have his foot touch the pitching rubber to try to come up with some motion on the spot. But unexpectedly, his pitching saved the game for his team. He'd always had a good arm, a loose arm, and he could pretty much put the ball wherever he wanted. 2 weeks later, he was spending a quiet Sunday afternoon at the beach with his girlfriend, and when he got home, the catcher and the center fielder for his team were waiting for him. They'd arranged a tryout for him with the New York Yankees. Mariano was crazy. "But I'm not a pitcher," he protested. "If you guys are joking, please stop it," he told them. But this was no joke, and after they watched Mariano save the game for their team, they had contacted a local scout for the Yankees, and he wanted to see Mariano pitch. Can you imagine, when Mariano Rivera shows up for a tryout with the New York Yankees, he wore old green pants, a frayed shirt, a shoe with a hole in it, and he didn't even have a glove. He threw 9 pitches, and they immediately promoted him to a tryout with Herb Rayburn, who was the Yankees' head scout in Latin America. The day after he pitched for Rayburn, Mariano sat in his family home and signed a contract to play with the Yankees. It had to have felt as improbable to him as the thought of a shepherd boy named David being told that he would someday become the king of Israel. And Mariano began in the minor leagues, worked his way up, and as his success on the pitching mound grew, he wondered, "How on earth am I doing this?" And it was then that he recognized it had to be the work of the Lord, he decided. "I am getting results that are way beyond my physical abilities. I don't even fully understand what's going on, but it feels much bigger than me." Still, he was just the 26th-rated pitcher in the Gulf Coast League, didn't make the All-Star team. He was earning $155 a week. But then in 1995, Mariano got the call every player dreams about, to move up from the minor leagues to pitch for the Yankees. But he started out terribly. After a terrible debut against the Angels of Anaheim and 3 tough weeks in which he had an ERA of 10.20, he was sent back to the minors, and he realized that a second chance was not guaranteed. One day, as he was warming up for a game in Columbus, the AAA affiliate of the Yankees, his catcher, Jorge Posada, who you may have also heard from, sat down next to him. "What did you eat today?" Jorge asked. "Why?" Mariano asked. "Because I've never seen you throw this hard. The ball is literally flying out of your hand." And later that night, the radar gun clocked his pitches at 96 to 98 miles an hour. It was a major jump in speed that stunned people in the Yankees organization. "There was no natural explanation," he said, "only a supernatural one. It has to be a gift from the Lord," recounts Mariano. "I've known for a long time that he is using me for his own purposes, that he wants my pitching to help spread the good news about the gospel of Jesus." And the increased speed stayed with him the rest of his career. During the 97 season, Mariano was playing catch with Ramiro Mendoza, a fellow pitcher, and something strange happened. As Mariano threw the ball to Ramiro, he had to move his glove at the last minute to catch it because the ball seemed dramatically to shift to the right. "Stop playing around," Ramiro said. "What are you talking about?" "I'm not playing around," Mariano replied. "I'm talking about the ball you threw. It just almost hit me." As Mariano continued throwing, every single pitch that had the same extreme movement at the end, he was perplexed. Mariano sought some help from his coaches. He was not aware of doing anything different than before, and for 2 weeks he could not get the ball to go straight. It was as if the ball had a mind of its own because it keeps moving late, he said. But as he recounted the story, he began to get command over it and throw strikes. And then he came to the realization that it would be foolish to change it. And this is how my cutback fastball was born, he wrote in his book. It was as if it was dropped straight from the heavens. How can I explain it any other way than as one more incredible gift from the Lord? He said, I didn't spend years searching for a pitch. I didn't ask for it or pray for it. All of a sudden, there it was, and it was a devastating baseball weapon. His new pitch, the cut fastball, was a gift from above. It changed his whole career, and by midseason, he had 27 saves and a 1.96 ERA, named to his first All-Star team. And over the course of Mariano's career, he testifies regularly to the fact that God intervened in certain circumstances, even when he wasn't aware, to make this huge opportunity available to him, but not just to give him an opportunity to play baseball, but to give him a platform for sharing the faith that he had found. Over those 19 years, Mariano was the most dominant closing pitcher in baseball history. He will be a Hall of Famer in 3 years when he is eligible. But more than anything was his plans for after baseball. After his retirement from baseball, Mariano and his wife started a new church in New York City. He says, I now have a new calling, probably a better described than a job than a calling, and it's to glorify the Lord and praise his name, to show the wonders that await those who seek him and want to experience his grace and peace and mercy, because with the Lord, all things are possible. His teammates spoke about him as a giant, and they expressed gratitude for the privilege of merely being able to walk in the clubhouse where he walked. He also recognized that his faith didn't relieve him of his responsibilities. He had to work hard, and the fact that his gifts come from God increased his obligation to honor them by working hard, and playing with the discipline for which he was famous. He also recognized that as God was calling him to something bigger, his plan after baseball was something much bigger than a new space to pray in, a new church to start. What he had in mind was a spiritual and material outreach without boundaries, giving help to those whoever needed it wherever they were from, whether it was some school supplies or haircuts or hot meals or Thanksgiving turkeys or toys at Christmas. And his Mariano Rivera Foundation had already donated between $500,000 and $1 million to these ministry endeavors that he and his wife are now sharing together. Now, what's the point of this devotional thought? Is it just to tell a great story about Mariano Rivera? Or is it really to remind us that all of us have no idea how God may be planning to use us down the road, to give us a platform for his glory and not for our own? And so today, as you go out and play, one of the things that we have to be reminded of is that we play for ourselves. We play to have a good time, to enjoy it. But the same God who gave Mariano Rivera his gifts may not give us the same talent that he has, but he does give us a platform each day to participate in being an example for him, to be an example to what it means to love God and to love our neighbors, to love our friends, to love others as ourselves. And so today, as you hit the field to play, let's go out, have a great time, be safe as we play, and let's use our play today as a platform to show others that we love God, that he is a part of our life, and that we want to live for him in every aspect of our life, but especially as we hit the field today. Have a great weekend, everyone. Portions of today's devotional taken from the article The Remarkable Faith of Mariano Rivera, the Greatest Closer in Baseball, by Mark Ellis, published May 28, 2014.